man of the hour. The general manager of the Cardinals, Monty Austin Fort, joins us here on Arizona Sports. Monty, welcome to the show. I got Wolf. I got Luke Lipinski. I'm Dave Burns from Burns & Gambo. Congratulations on what appears to be a very successful night. Thanks for your time.
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot. Thanks for making time for me. Yeah, exciting night for us as an organization. Feel like we've added two impact players, one on each side of the ball, and can't wait to get those guys here and get them started.
Monty, congratulations, man.
Wolf, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
I miss our Friday calls, man.
I know, man. I'm really, really happy for you, Monty, that Marvin Harrison Jr. was there. What will he do specifically for this team, Monty?
Hey, listen, you know, I think with Marvin, Marvin's got two jobs. It's get open and catch the ball. And I think he can do both those two things. He's a unique guy. He's long, he's fast, he runs routes like a smaller man, and he's got really good ball skills. So, you know, I think in the end, he's gonna have a chance to come in here and compete and carve himself out a role and help our offense and really be able to move the chains, catch touchdowns, make explosive plays. And, I think we're just really excited to get him here, get him rolling, get him to learn the system and really utilize his skill set.
Monty, I'm assuming you guys got offers on number four, and trading obviously worked really well for you guys last season. How difficult or challenging was it to just stay put at number four and take him?
You know, not difficult at all. I think we came in, I'd say, for the better part of the last week. I felt like Marvin was our guy at number four, and it was going to take something really big to get us off that pick. And so, you know, we certainly had conversations. We did our due diligence. We waited for, or we were ready for any opportunity that came our way. And ultimately, the best thing for us as an organization was to add Marvin at number four.
So the giant offer on the house never came. You and your wife don't have to move like you were joking.
Yeah, Shannon can rest easy. We're not packing up, so okay. We can lay our head down and sleep well tonight.
Tell Shannon we're glad that she doesn't have to worry about the house.
We're all
sold.
Happy. Yep.
I'm curious about the input that you got from the players on your roster. We saw the video from Kyler Murray that he posted rocking that cool old school Anquan Boldin jersey celebrating.
I haven't seen that yet. I'll have to check that out.
He was watching it on TV and he's rocking an old Anquan Boldin Cardinals jersey. He was very happy. Plus, you had Paris Johnson Jr. I know you were asked about it during your presser. What sort of input from one Ohio State Buckeye to another did you get from Paris on Marvin?
Yeah, you know, I think ultimately all our players, especially our young players who, you know, have been in the same locker room, been on the same field as these guys, we utilize all those players as resources. So we talked to all our players, and obviously they have great insight into what kind of people, what kind of teammates these guys are, these draft prospects. And so, you know, Paris was a great resource for us just to ask about Marv and who he was as a person and as a worker and as a teammate. And Paris gave Marvin, not surprisingly, glowing reviews. And so that was a great resource that Paris was for us there. And, you know, there's our other players have also been resources on some players that we might get a chance to add tomorrow.
So, Monty, what do you think is the best attribute of Marvin Harrison Jr.? Because we've heard so many things about what this guy is and what he's all about. But when you as a scout, Monty, not as a general manager, but as a scout, when you scout Marvin Harrison Jr., what do you think his best attribute is?
Well, you know, I don't want to repeat myself, Wolf, but I'm going to anyway. The guy gets open, and the guy's got elite ball skills to catch it. And that's ultimately what a receiver's job is. And, you know, I'd say the unique part of Marvin is just really his size. For Marvin to be able to run routes like he does, you would suspect that he was a smaller receiver. Usually those guys that can run routes and smooth in and out of breaks and be able to drop his weight and get out of his cuts, usually those guys come in smaller packages. And so, you know, Marvin's unique. And, you know, he's shown it the last couple of years at Ohio State, and he's been a highly productive receiver at the top level of competition. And, you know, we feel like he can continue to produce and be effective at you know, helping us become explosive on offense, and we can't wait to get him out there on the field for us.
Monty, I'm assuming you feel pretty good about the offense at this point with what you've been able to do. Not that it's ever, you know, a finished product, but I'm just wondering how much getting to see Kyler Murray in this offense for the second half of last season gave you, you know, insight as to what you would need and what you have with him, and kind of opened up doors for you in this draft and even beyond this draft?
Yeah, no, I think that was a huge part of what we were able to see. You know, I mean, hey, listen, it was a challenge for Kyler last year to come off a major injury like he did, and then to have to adapt to a new offense without having the spring, without having training camp, without having half the season. And so, you know, as he was working back both physically and then mentally, you know, really hit his stride there, especially that last month of the season. So, you know, I think we're really fired up to see him have a full offseason of training and not an offseason of rehab. And, you know, really excited here in the next week or two to be able to get him out on the field with his teammates. And then as we get into OTAs with our new players and the players that have been here, just excited to build upon what we had there the last month of the season. And you know, I think there's a lot of good things ahead for our entire organization.
Monty Austin Ford, our guest here on Arizona Sports and our draft coverage. Darius Robinson, in his interview after he got selected by you guys, used the magic word with Molly McGrath. He called himself a violent player, which he's speaking Jonathan Gannon's language, obviously. Tell me about kind of the what you've added in him and what sort of presence defensively you think he brings to the table.
Yeah, you know, Darius is he's a unique player. He's one thing that'll stand out is just his sheer size and length. And really he has experience. So it's a unique guy in that. Really, last year, the 22 season, he played more interior, and then the 23 season, they had him drop some weight, and he played on the edge. So, you know, one thing that stands out with him is really his versatility to play along the defensive line, and really, we feel like he's a guy that can help us out on all three downs. That he can be effective as a run player. He brings pass rush ability both from the edge and from inside. And you know, on top of that, we think he's an A+ football character. Type of guy, a guy who's going to put the team first, a guy who works, a guy who shows up every day. So, you know, we feel really good about adding a player that we think can be disruptive on the defensive front, and you know, a guy that's played at a high level in the SEC.
Monty, do you like a guy at number 35?
We're excited. We'll be ready. You know, we'll have all day to look at the board tomorrow. But we have some intriguing guys that are still on our board. And you know, really, I think what ends up happening when you have a pick this high going into day two is other teams have all day to sit and look at their board. And you know, I'm guessing that our phone is ringing pretty hot and heavy tomorrow as well. For teams looking to come up. So, you know, we'll be ready. I know that we will be ready to take a strong player there at 35. And if a situation shows itself that that makes sense for us, benefits the team, you know, we won't hesitate to do that either.
Oh, hold on. Wolf's got to follow.
No, I was just going to say, you're pretty happy, aren't you?
Guys, draft night is exciting. It's intense. You know, our whole staff, whether it's scouts or coaches, but you know, really, it's a special night for scouts. And I'm excited that you know, all this work that goes in, and really, it's over a year in the making, and for us to go out and add two guys that we feel as strongly about it as we do about these two guys. It's an exciting night, and just, you know, just exciting for our entire football program here. So that was a long answer to say, yeah, I'm excited, guys.
Monty, I don't know. I mean, were you surprised at all that six of the first 12 picks were quarterbacks? And you know, how much did that help you guys? Because you don't need a quarterback, so maybe it pushed some players that you might need down to you.
Yeah, certainly, fellas. Yeah, certainly. It was a unique start to the draft. I mean, I think somebody had told me historic with not just the quarterbacks, but with the number of offensive players. And so, you know, really, it just starts to be a numbers game. You know, we're counting numbers, and there's guys that we feel that we would be excited to pick at 27, and you know, eventually some of those guys start getting picked. And so, you know, you're counting numbers, and hey, we're eight picks out, and there's five guys we like, and you know, hey, we're four picks out, and there's three guys we like, and you know, so yeah. It really just becomes a numbers game. And you know, in the end, you're holding your breath a little bit that one of them makes it, and you know, we're just fired up that one of them made it to us at 27.
Bonnie, congratulations again to you, Bonnie, and the organization on the night. Thanks for the fun ride. We enjoyed every minute of it, watching it from afar. Good luck tomorrow and on on Saturday as well, okay?
Hey, absolutely, guys. Buckle up. Hey, we're still going to get some more players tomorrow, so like, hang with us. We're fired up. We're excited, guys. So appreciate all your time.
Right. Thanks, on, Monty.